It's great to be back with WGN.
It's White Sox Weekly on the official radio station of the Chicago White Sox, 720 WGN.
White Sox Weekly continuing till 5:40. Great to have you, Jerry Reinsdorf, on 720 WGN. The White Sox undefeated on WGN in 2018. Harry Tynowitz and yours truly, Mark Harmon.
Yes, true. Undefeated.
Hey, you can join us April the 5th to the 8th for the opening weekend at Guaranteed Rate Field as your White Sox take on their division rivals, the Detroit Tigers, in their 2018 home debut. Be some great promotions and giveaways all weekend long. Great seats are still available at whitesox.com. So looking forward to being out there. Hopefully the weather will cooperate, all that. And lots of new stuff at the park this year, Harry. I know that you're very excited for the virtual reality batting cage, which is...
It's really cool. It is really cool.
So... Were you there on Tuesday? Did you take part of that? I didn't know that you experienced it.
I got to see the. I was not there.
Oh, okay.
My invitation got lost in the post, but I got to see the actual virtual reality batting cage. And you go ahead and hit off anybody you want,
and you get 90 seconds to hit as many home runs as you can. And it's located near Gate 5. According to their digital communications guy, Brad Boron, smooth and easy swings. And if you do hit the 500-foot home run, it says don't flip the bat. It's expensive. So Brooks Boyer, I believe, has been spending his time actually just hitting bombs all day long. I believe that's what the senior vice president of sales and marketing of the Chicago White Sox has been doing. I think you created this for yourself, Brooks. Is that true?
Yeah. Any sort of home run hitting is always a good thing.
Brooks, we are very, very happy to have the White Sox on WGN. It is a match made in heaven. And for all of the brilliant, genius marketing campaigns you come up with, what's better than having an awesome team filled with exciting players on the field?
Well, I think any good marketing plan starts with a great team. And guys, thanks for having me. Always great to talk baseball, especially with hopefully the weather breaking. But absolutely, Harry, you've nailed it. If we can have a team that people can rally around, that fans like, that can come out and produce some excitement, that's the best part of any marketing plan, and that's what our fans ultimately want. They have embraced this process that we're going through, understand it, and have been terrific, and we're still at the closer to the start of the process than to what is hopefully something that leads to multiple years of competing to win the World Series. And that's what the marketing plan says, is continue on this process, watch these guys grow, watch the next wave. We've got a wave of players that have coming in. Watch the next wave and the wave after that, and hopefully the wave after that that ultimately produces long-term success in our ballpark.
Brooks, you guys are partnering with Revolution Brewing. And I think you have my favorite quote of the spring here with, quote, "I'm not breaking any news here, what White Sox fans like to drink," which is like all fans around baseball. And as a former vendor, I can confirm that you're exactly right. What's better than a beer or two? Let's not go overboard here when you're enjoying the ball game. But it seems like a really cool place. You got all the social media going on. 250 people can be in there. Any ticket, you get in there. Seems like a place you can enjoy the game, perhaps meet some people, build your network, all of it.
Well, it is something. We always try to create attractions at the ballpark, because the hardcore baseball fan's going to want to sit and break down the game and watch every pitch and hang on every pitch and talk strategy of what's going on in the game. But our venues, whether it's stadiums or arenas or ballparks, we've become entertainment destinations. And what we like to think of our experiences is something that has a little bit of something for everybody. And people like to stay connected. People like to drink. So when we can put all of those things together with our food and beverage offerings, understanding that if you come to a ball game at Guaranteed Rate Field, you're going to have the option of over 80 beers to select from. So whatever your beer palate, we want to be able to have something for everybody, and that comes to food, beverage, entertainment, social connectivity, whatever we can do to make sure that when you come to a ballpark, you enjoy yourself. That's what we ultimately want to do.
All right. So what is for people that are looking forward, something fun, something cool. They've been out to the park before. They're Sox fans. What might be something new they could experience this season, Brooks?
Well, I think you talked about the Revolution Brewing, the Sox Social Tap Room. That's going to be a fun place for people. I think what people are going to be most excited about is our VR experience, our virtual reality home run hitting experience that's going to be in the Chicago Sports Depot. I really think that's going to be something that people go, and when you put the VR set, I don't know if you guys have had that experience yet. You feel like you're standing, we talked about home runs to start this conversation, but you get to stand in and see if you can hit home runs, and it feels real. I think that's going to be a very fun attraction that we've put into the ballpark this year, along with our new LED boards, going to be able to display more stats. People who sit in the outfield who are used to having to turn around to look at stats, you're not going to have to do that anymore. So I think the vibe and the feel of the ballpark combined with what's going on the field, we can't control what goes on the field. We certainly would like to more, but the experience that people will have off the field and then couple that with what's going on the field hopefully will be something that will interest not just White Sox fans but baseball fans throughout Chicago.
Brooks Boyer, Senior Vice President, Sales and Marketing, the Chicago White Sox. Did you ride the opening day roller coaster like everybody else? Oh, my God, it's 4-0. We're never going to win a game. And right? And like, okay,
no
World Series, baby.
We had a sponsor watch party downtown. We had a gathering of our front office at 3 o'clock to watch the game, and we're down 4-0 before we record an out, and I'm just thinking to myself, there's no way I'm going downtown because we might be down 11-0. I was your stereotypical White Sox fan. Here we go again, and then to see those guys just start beating the ball up. And James Shields settled down, understanding he's a pro and a veteran. It made our sponsor watch party a little bit more fun.
That's the beauty of opening day. It's such a roller coaster. You're down 4-0. You think it's over. The season's over. There's not 161 games left. Hey, anything special on opening day this Thursday that fans can enjoy that maybe you won't see other days of the year?
No, baseball is the thing that hopefully we'll enjoy the most. The fact that we're going to get the guys back in town. That's always a lot of fun. We do, as you guys know, there's a lot of tributes on opening day, a lot of tailgates that happen on opening day as well. But I think as people come to the ballpark, you're going to want to see the new attractions, but also we always have a lot of fun with our introductions of players, and the pomp and circumstance of opening day is always fun. So we look forward to welcoming everybody there. The weather forecast has gotten better day by day, so hopefully we'll keep it up and have a packed house for opening day. There are some tickets available, so go get them now.
Brooks, you know me. I love the promotional events. I love the promotional evenings, the promotional days. It started with Bill Veeck. It started with the White Sox. I just want to go over a few of them. I have a couple suggestions maybe to, twist them, kind of, bring another level to them. So you guys,
every time I'm on the radio with you, I got to do this.
What do you want? You want a bunch of yes men, or do you want guys that say, hey, I got an idea to make things better? All right. So the Astros, the world champion Astros came to town, and the Sox are emulating the Astros blueprint. They're going to be here. So April 20th is tote bag. April 21st, the zip pullover day. Those things are awesome. I say April 22nd, which is also a family day, of course. I say Altuve same height day. Any Sox fan who is the same height as Jose Altuve, 5'6", gets in free.
You might be able to fit Jose Altuve into one of those tote bags.
Okay, May 20.
Well, you can't fit in that tote bag is Jose Altuve's contract.
No, you can't.
That little guy got paid.
Oh, yeah, he did. It's like he's on the football team at Notre Dame. All right.
he's a heck of a talent.
Okay, May 20th, Mother's Day, you got Mother Sunday going on with the Texas Rangers, their only appearance. I think that's great, but what about, for married guys, make it Mother-in-Law Day, where you get two seats and there are two sections apart.
It's a great idea.
Thank you.
We should, yeah.
I'm just, you know,
not for my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law, she could sit right next to me.
Good job, Brooks.
Oh, man, you're good. You're good.
You're the best.
July 29th against the Blue Jays. You know, it's a White Sox tradition. Christmas in July. What about Hanukkah in July or Kwanzaa in June?
Why does Kwanzaa have to be in June?
Well, I mean, technically, it's, you know, 6 months apart. You know, Hanukkah's, you know, June. So, I mean, I'm just throwing it out. June, July, anywhere in the summer, you know,
You may know this, Terry, but every year the marketing department at the White Sox, around the holidays, we have our own departmental party. And we call it Hansmas. We jam everything together. So maybe halfway to Hansmas makes more sense.
I love it. But, I mean, there's a wealth of things to do. And, you know, we've got bobbleheads all over the house. I've got all kinds of, you know, the kids still have, you know, the 83 jersey T-shirts. So there's a ton of stuff to get. You can enjoy the game. And, you know, take a second, look online, look at the schedule. Pocket schedules are everywhere now. And, you know, pick a game with a great promotional item.
Hey Brooks, go ahead, Brooks.
I was going to say, it's something we always try to do, and so it's something we talk about. We have to make our ballpark and our experience unique. Every Wednesday is going to be Dollar Dog Wednesdays. Hot dogs are going to be a dollar. Mm. Every Thursday you come to the ballpark, it's going to be free T-shirt Thursday. So we're going to give free T-shirts every Thursday. Friday nights are our signature fireworks. Saturdays, there's always going to be a great giveaway. And Sunday is going to be Family Sunday, where tickets are as low as $15 in the lower deck and $5 in the upper deck, and parking's $10. So those days, we're always trying to make sure we can create some more value for the ticket, because we appreciate everybody that comes out. And anytime you can get more value, it's better than less.
Best value in the city. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you can go for $5. It's awesome. And we've been reading the promos here. $126 if you want to get the ballpark pass for April, May, and September. That's $3.50 a game for 36 games, which is incredibly sweet. Hey, Brooks, I'm just curious about the netting. You guys have extended it down from section 122 to 142. There's been a lot of talk around baseball, just making sure the fans are safe. You never notice it when you're sitting behind home plate, so I don't think it's a big deal, but some fans are worried that they're not going to be able to get their autographs. I mean, what's your take on the netting?
The netting, I've seen it. And it is the technology and the netting, the thinness of the netting that they've developed is quite incredible. You really adjust to it. But from an autograph standpoint, the system that we put in allows the nets to be raised about 3 feet to create a 3-foot gap until probably about 25 to 30 minutes before the game where we'll have to hook them down. So when the players are out on the field taking batting practice or interacting with fans, when it's most logical that they'd be interacting with fans, fans will still be able to interact with the players. But once we're tearing down for batting practice and the players head into their respective clubhouses, that's when we'll connect the netting to the dugout. So fans will still be able to interact, and I really don't feel that fans are going to see a significant difference as you sit there. That net truly blends into the scenery, and the reality is it's in their best interest. You know, the last thing you want to happen, or as a fan, if you go to a game, the last thing you want to do is see someone get hit, whether it's with a flying bat or a fouled ball. You just don't want to see anybody get hurt, and you know, that's the thing. Safety has to be number one at the ballpark.
Yeah, absolutely. Real Sports this week debuted, and they've got a whole story on that. And you know, kudos to you guys, because I know it wasn't dictated by Major League Baseball, but kudos to you guys for doing it. I know that there are bullpen carts back. I heard you guys were debating whether to go with the bullpen cart or just having Ron Kittle and Ron Karkovice give piggyback rides to the relief pitchers as they come out. Did you decide?
We know Kitty would do it. There's no doubt. I don't know about Karkovice, but I know Kitty would do it. Now, where our bullpens are located would be tough to for us to have a cart, and it's just not all that far. I mean, you're coming in from right field or left field. So we haven't talked about a cart. We have had someone approach us about sponsoring a cart if we did it. But I just don't see. And as you guys know, if we tried to take a cart and run it over the dirt and take someone to home plate, Roger Bossert would be somewhere with a voodoo doll, you know, sticking pins in my neck.
Horse heads in your bed when you woke up in the morning.
No doubt. You don't mess with the sod father.
Hey, Brooks, before you go, who's Rick Hahn rooting for today, Michigan or Loyola?
He's rooting for Michigan. There's no doubt who he is rooting for. This is a great story and what's going on with Loyola. And, you know, I think all of Chicago has embraced him. But you know, I think the people that went to Michigan are ready for this run to end.
Yep.
So it'll be very interesting. Hey, I can't wait to watch it. This is going to be a very entertaining game.
You want to make a pick?
I will go with considering my wife went to the University of Michigan, I will go with the University of Michigan to win. You know, although, you know, being a Notre Dame guy, you never bet against nuns. I've learned that, learned that the hard way in high school and at Notre Dame. So I'll split the fence. I know my wife's not listening because she's in Florida. So I think my head says Michigan, my heart says Loyola.
Well, maybe you guys could get Sister Jean out to Guaranteed Rate Field at some point this summer. I'm sure White Sox fans would love to see her. You never know. She's got to be making the tour at some point here.
She's got to make the tour.
The invite is already there. We'd love to have these guys have really been fun to watch, and I think they just tell you how great college sports is, because these guys all clearly play for each other and the love of the game, and that's what makes them so easy to root for.
Always a pleasure. We'll see you out there, and the next time you join us, we'll get to the new food.
You guys name the time. Always great to talk baseball with you guys. Thanks for having me, and we're so excited to be on WGN, and anything we can do to get people to engage in our broadcast, we always like to do it, and really appreciate you guys talking about it.
Brooks, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, go Sox. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Brooks Boyer, Senior Vice President, Sales and Marketing.